This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree. Here's a list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli.
Hey, would you let people know I didn't pick this song, please?
Yeah, no.
Goldie Hawn's half truth.
It's okay.
Put them together.
It's okay.
What a fine looking Jew.
All right. You don't need good stuff. Gary Whiteman listening today. His son's having a nice NHL career.
He is. You know, and Dakota Murmurs last night, the 10th St. Louis develop player to play an NHL game this season. Chris Wyman.
This season?
Yeah, just this season.
Wow.
I mean, Chris Wyman obviously is on that list as well, and he's had a nice career. Hmm. Former American Hockey League Defenseman of the Year, phenom growing up here in St. Louis, part of that 1990 birth year. He was a very, very good player, and obviously he's had a great career. So I just love it when the St. Louis kids come here. You know, I talked to the parents of Dakota Murmurs on our broadcast last night at Fox Sports, and I also talked to Carter Hutton's dad during the game last night. You know, when you talk to parents while their kid is playing, I just think it's one of the coolest things you can do when you have a chance to talk to the players, because their emotional, their emotion, is so different than anybody else who's watching the game, you know, in terms of how they're involved. But right before I sat down with Jack Hutton, Carter's dad, it was during a TV timeout, Carter looked right at us and I said, does he make eye contact with you a lot throughout the game? He goes, oh, yeah. Throughout the entire game, he looks up right at me the whole game.
You know what's interesting is because in the post-game show, he mentioned to Darren Pang, I know you guys talked to my dad.
Yes.
So he was watching the interview.
Oh, yes. He was watching the interview. But he's just a great guy, you know. So whenever the parents try to, you know, come in town, you know, if we know about it, we try to talk to them as much as possible. But I just think it's fun because the parents are so involved and such a big part of their success, especially in hockey, when you know, it's not easy on the parents either. I mean, the parents are a part of their success and part of their development. They go through so much, sacrifice so much to get the kid there. So it's pretty emotional for the parents to watch them see them get to the highest level. And that was the case for Bill Murmurs. You know, Dakota plays last night, his first NHL game in St. Louis. And I think he's played 5 NHL games now. And who knows how long he's going to be up this year. And hopefully next year he's a regular player for Arizona. But just talking to him prior to going on camera and on television, he started tearing up. I mean, he's just, wow. He said, I've been crying cool. all day long.
That is awesome. So, that is great.
Yeah.
A couple of quick things. A Joe Buck Show on Audience TV, Channel 500, DirecTV. The rapper is Luther Campbell.
Yeah, Luther Campbell.
Luther Campbell.
All right. So it gets underway tonight. It's going to be one of the most exciting beginnings for a Missouri basketball season.
Are you going tonight?
No, I'm not going to the game. I'll be taping and watching everything, though. What do you think? Konzo Martin and Michael Porter together for game one against the defending Big 8 or Big 12 tournament champions, Iowa State.
It's going to be a tough game, and fans don't think they're going to go 7-0 and whatever, and don't come down on the team. They lose the first two games. Mm-hmm. It's some growing pains. This team has to play against the team and get better. They'll be okay toward the middle of the season.
You know, I don't know what to expect early on, like you're saying. You know, I mean, it's going to take some time for it. See, everyone expects Michael Porter Jr. just to all of a sudden put up 25 points tomorrow night and lead this team to victory. And how this team comes together when you have so many new players and your best players are new, you know, it's going to take some time for everything to kind of come together. One thing that's great, though, is that, you know, watching SportsCenter last night, I mean, they do a sit-down interview with Michael Porter Jr. I mean, Mizzou's getting so much play. That's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. You talk about recruiting and whatnot, but giving Mizzou the attention they once got on a regular basis, which they haven't had in quite some time, to see them back on the map is a lot of fun to see.
And I think, you know, some are under the impression, well, Michael Porter Jr., he's one and done, so then all of a sudden the program comes back to life. But next year, I think that the other Porter, Jonte, is going to stay, mm-hmm. And Jeremiah is going to be a monster, keep getting better. And then yesterday they get the kid from Whitfield, Torrance Watson, who's a terrific player.
Yeah.
I mean, 6'5", great shooter. So Konzo's going to – he's got some staying power here.
They can either win 4 or 5 in a row. They could lose 4 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they win, go 5-0, don't have the expectations too high. There's still a lot of growing pains.
Let's put expectations for the season. You got to put something on.
You got to put something on
so
it, but don't.
What's success for you for Mizzou?
Mine is to get to the tournament and win 2 games.
Get to the Sweet 16.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I think that's very reasonable.
That's the same. Get to the tournament. Do more than what the Norm Stewart teams did in the past. Win more than the opening round.
You can't have this guy for 1 year and not get to the tournament and not win a game. I mean, you got to have some type of run. I love his answer that he gave, though, to ESPN when he said, I don't want to just be a great player on a bad team. I want to be a great player on a winning team, on a team that has success. You know, he keeps kind of floating out this idea that maybe he'll come back next year, which is highly unlikely. We know that. You never know, though, when you have family involved, when your dad's on the coaching staff and your brother's on the roster. You sometimes family can kind of come first. You never know what's going to go on in a player's head. If he's projected to be the first overall pick, it'd be tough to turn his back on that. But I like the way this kid handles himself in some of these situations where he's getting a lot of attention.
The expectations, this is the most expectations we've had on a Mizzou sports program in the history of the University of Missouri, whether it's football, basketball, softball, or baseball. And this kid is a winner. He's been bred and born a winner. His family's a winner. But there is a lot of pressure on him and his father to win.
I don't know if it's the most pressure
But he can
ever.
Handle it. This kid, if anybody can handle it, he can. Konzo Martin has the most pressure of any coach, maybe in America right now.
Yeah, he's got a lot of pressure. I don't know if it's the most pressure ever. This is just new territory for Mizzou and their fans. To land the top player in the country is unusual and probably unlikely to ever happen again, at least in the next 20 years.
Well, they might get another one.
Maybe.
If they keep winning, if they win.
It hasn't worked out when they get one in football, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say this, though.
That Konzo Martin did this at California, and it's easier to recruit at the University of Missouri than it would be at California.
Because
he got Jalen Brown. You know, top 2 or 3
Konzo Martin has shown he can recruit. I've said this from the beginning. He has not shown that he's a great coach. He's got to prove that. We all know he can recruit. I know he's recruited great players at Cal. I know he won some games at Tennessee. You go back to what he did at Missouri State. Okay, fine. Winning with talent. Can he do that?
I think the most interesting story of the week for Mizzou, though, is the fact that they've decided to move this Cassius Robertson, who's going to be the shooter, to the point. Mm-hmm. And you know what that means? That means there's a strong chance, I'm not 100% certain, that Cullen Van Leer, who many thought would be on the 12th guy on the bench, or at Pittsburgh State with Kim Anderson, may be the starting
guy.
And in that role, where you got these 4 stud athletes, somebody is going to be open from 20 feet if you're unselfish, and what he can do is knock down shots and plays guts out.
And people are forgetting about Tillman.
Oh, he's
this
great.
Guy, like I said, he runs the court.
Mm-hmm.
He was a 3-star athlete. Now he's a 4 or 5 star.
Mm-hmm.
This kid is going to be, he's unsung, and he's going to, by the midseason, he's going to be one of the best players in the country.
Frank, the player from Whitfield, he was a what? 4-star, 3-star, 5?
4-star.
4-star.
Yeah, and in fact, he led the area in scoring last year, 28. He's got 1,800 career points. He's going to end up with like 2,500. You're talking like Billy Roundtree kind of stuff.
But he goes to Whitfield. So who do they play against? They play against...
Well, they do travel.
I know.
You know what's fun about this?
I like to get in trouble with some of my friends who went to Whitfield. Used to say that, you know, they didn't never really play anybody. But now it's changed. They get great athletes at that school.
The biggest critics are going to be the Illinois fans. They're going to watch every move Mizzou makes. If they slip up, they're going to be all over the internet.
When's the bragging rights game this year?
23rd.
Saturday.
That used to be my favorite event.
It will be again.
In all of...
Tickets are not on sale yet.
In any event here in St. Louis, that's my favorite sporting event. And that was, for me, that was the beginning of the holiday season.
Right, it was, wasn't it?
Yes.
It used to be on the 22nd.
Yes. When they announced the public address announcer, is it Bill Shapiro? I don't know who does the games, or Guy Phillips. He'll say, starting at center, Jeremiah Tillman.
Boo.
And then 10,000 booing, 10,000 cheer. He will get more boos than any player ever introduced for that game.
That'll pump him up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll be fine.
Yeah, but he'll get plenty of cheers. You know,
yeah, he'll be all right.
And you know what? That will pump him up, exactly. Are we an Illinois station? Right? We are, right?
We're Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hope it's a great game.
Yeah.
I know. I hope Mizzou wins.
Believe me. Illinois is just fine. Mark Smith is going to be an unbelievable freshman. Okay, now let's go to the SLU situation. It was kind of a good news, bad news week in one sense. You get Cartier Gordon. He's official, signs on the dotted line. But you still had this uncertainty where three players were not even allowed in the facility last week for
their
exhibition
game. Do we know who they are? Have they? Has anyone revealed the names here? Well, I mean,
your sources should tell you.
Well,
we know the names, and we're not supposed to repeat them.
Well, it says who? If you go to practice or you go to a game and they're not
on
the bench.
You can see. But
well, okay, how about I can just say this.
Right.
The three, I'll say any, it doesn't matter. The three players who were not allowed in the gym last week were Jermaine Bishop, who was maybe going to be a starter, Enrique Adonis Enriquez, who was going to be a starter for sure, maybe their leading scorer, and then Ty Graves, a transfer.
So what is the what is the reason why they're not allowed
because
in the gym?
Because
it's an ongoing investigation.
Is still going
on. It's university policy. You can't play.
And their attorney texted me today, and he said, I'm ticked off. This has gone on too long.
So this is like
the investigation
this is
done.
The student court, whatever that's
yes.
doing.
Well, I don't
this
know if
investigation.
It's strictly student. I think it's the university.
It's yeah. university
it's called
policy.
The Title IX.
Title IX, I know, but it is.
Yeah, it's not like we have like a.
No, I know.
Isn't it something nowadays? You see it in with the movie stars, everyone. When you're accused of something nowadays, you're guilty. You're guilty as charged.
Yeah, of course.
Right away.
With a lot of these Hollywood people, they are guilty.
I mean, when you have like. Enough women coming forward to fill Busch Stadium, you know?
Yeah, I mean, do you think Harvey Weinstein's innocent? Do you think Kevin Spacey's innocent?
Well, the only thing with Kevin Spacey, and I don't agree with that, the mother comes in and says that he did something to my son, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, she wasn't there. Then she says her son was drunk. Any good attorney is going to crack that wide open. Mm-hmm. If your son is drunk, how does he know what's happening to
my
him?
My only issue with people coming forward, I think everyone should come forward. I've said this numerous times. I mean, all women should be treated properly, the right way.
Exactly.
And some of these men who do this are absolute sickos.
Animals.
Frank said it perfectly. What makes these fat, ugly old men think that some young, blonde, attractive woman would be attracted to them?
I mean,
these guys are from like some other planet. But when people come forward about an instance that took place 20, 30 years ago, I mean, this is like, come on. Like if it happens, come forward. I know maybe you didn't feel comfortable, but we got some people that are saying, hey, back in 1985, Dustin Hoffman did this and did that. It's like, 85?
Really? You may not even remember.
I don't. Only thing I remember about 85 is the Cardinals. You know, that's about it.
Well, how about
1985?
But now all these women may not be telling the truth.
We don't know.
Like,
I give them the benefit of the doubt.
If Cosby's got 60 against
right.
him, you think 30 are legit?
Absolutely. Yeah.
30's pretty good.
30's good.
My initial thought is never that they're making it up or that they're lying or whatever. I don't go there.
Do you think some of the women participated on purpose?
No.
Charlie,
I don't think anybody wants to be touched by Harvey Weinstein.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the Cosbys. Well, let's take Harvey. So, what was the well-known fact in Hollywood years ago? You got to sleep with the man to get a part, and that still was prevalent way back in the day, Frank.
A director's couch,
right? That's what it was called.
Mm. Yeah,
I bet you that still exists.
You want the part?
Let's not act like it doesn't. You know, so there are but
that's a
but like
sick
the Kevin
animal.
Spacey thing. You know, that guy should go to prison if
Kevin
all these
Spacey.
Are, yeah, if some of
all
stuff
these.
Stuff.
How many are there?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
is it over a dozen now?
After the initial one, then like six or seven people on House of Cards suggested it.
Oh, my God. So
they knew it, too?
So he's a single man, right? Never been married, never had kids?
He took his mom to the Oscars.
Mm.
Maybe it was an indicator. But, I mean, there's...
An indicator.
Kevin Garnett, or not Kevin Garnett, Kevin Durant took his mom to the ESPYs.
Yeah.
Right? So that's not,
I'll take my mama.
let's not accuse everybody now.
He's with his mom.
I do. I called him out at the time, if you remember. I found that up to be a little weird. You know,
on who?
Well, Kevin Durant. Get a girlfriend. Or bring a friend. You don't need to bring your mom everywhere you go.
Yeah, remember.
He kissed her after every game on the court,
In that situation,
too.
The brothers love mama.
You can love your mama all you
they
want.
Love their mama.
He gave one of the greatest MVP speeches of all time.
He loves his mom.
Now, that's different. And I thought that was very cool.
Well.
You know, but like your mom is not your date.
Well, in some forms of fashion, some nationalities, they are.
Some nationalities? Where's he from?
Some nationalities.
Is he from a different country?
No, but in the black race, mama comes first.
I didn't know. Kevin Durant, where is he? Was he Indian?
He comes first. Mom comes first.
Different nationality.
You got to get to your car, too.
I actually took... I actually took my mom to the Emmys once. I lost.
See, what's
I
wrong with that?
I know. I think don't that's great. Him. I think that's great. No, right. There's nothing wrong with that. Please don't, you know. No, he's, no hate tweets.
He'll be at the, where will you be at?
Where? No. Yeah. No, I just, you know, Kevin Durant. You know, I mean, I get it. You love your mom. You kiss her after every game.
We're going to get, take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Cardinals and Giancarlo Stanton. But before we go to break, quick word about The Edge. They are about to open. An incredible thing. They have an indoor track for 14 electric-powered go-karts. Indoor go-karts. They have bumper cars, 4 bowling lanes, a banquet room. 90 new parking spots will be included in the Edge's about $4 million expansion. And they already have so many incredible things like the world's largest laser tag arena, great sports bar, all the sports TVs. Oh, the games are just it's just a great place to go to watch the games all weekend long at the Edge. We appreciate them being one of our sponsors. We'll be back right after this.